This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, dam barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you this beautiful morning. Yomul Jumu'ah. Mufti Sahib, I hope you are in the best of health. Allah Ta'ala grant you and the family afiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant you good health. Allah Ta'ala take great khidmat of deen. And may the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam ummah benefit from the beautiful advices. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Zulhijjah, 1445. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses 16 and 17. Jazakallahu khairan to you, Mu'asaleem Kareem, for all your du'as. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Allah bless you, your family, for all the sacrifices. We say Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Zakaria, Barakallahu feekum, and to our brother Bonface, Bonnie. So he is here with me in the studio, and we tell him thank you very much. We continue making du'a for our brother Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him siha, afiya. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all those who are ill and sick complete shifa and a speedy recovery. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So our focus today is on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 16-17. So the people there in Antakya, Antioch, there in Turkey nowadays, so they rejected these messengers when they came to them. First were two, and then they were reinforced with the third messenger and prophet. So they, the prophets and messengers, the three of them responded, Qalu, they said, Rabbuna, that our sustainer, nourisher, provider, Ya'alamu, he knows everything, his knowledge all-encompassing, all-embracing, Inna ilaykum lamursalun, that verily we are to you, see the lam there, lamursalun, surely, definitely, we are the prophets and messengers sent to you. We were not elected by people. We were the people selected by Almighty Allah. And all prophets and messengers are selected by Allah. They are the best of the best of Allah's creation. And from all of them, remember, is Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He was, he is, he will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the leader of all the prophets and messengers for all time and all places and all circumstances. So what is the function of the prophets and the messengers? وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And upon us is nothing else but to convey and propagate the clear message. We will try our level best to connect the hearts of people to the Creator. We don't have any hidden agenda, no sinister motive, nothing. That we don't want your money, we don't want your rank, we don't want your status. We want you must be successful in the year after. That was the message of the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu salam, not like me and you. So you must remember, we are filled with sin and vices and so forth. So Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are ma'asum, are protected by divine protection. So therefore, we must remember a great lesson for us to learn. Remember, look at the tree you got there in your garden, or when you travel, you just see trees everywhere. So that tree is growing in both directions. It's growing downwards and is growing upwards as well. Yes, we see that what is growing upwards. We see the fruit, we see the beauty, we see the botanical gardens. And you visit New Zealand in Hamilton and those places. What beautiful gardens they have. You go to Iraq and you have, you must remember, that the gardens of Babylon and what then what, you must remember. So all that are the beauty of the world and the glory of the world. But Almighty Allah is giving us a message which should resonate with every true Muslim. And where are we today? And what are we supposed to do? Alam tara kayfa daraba Allahu masalan kalimatan tayyibah. That Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them that don't you see that how Almighty Allah gave you this example and sample of a tree that is so pure, the date tree. Kashajaratin tayyiba. So you must remember the good word, the La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, which is the foundation of our faith and our Iman and our Islam. So it's like a pure tree. Asluha sabitu, the roots of it are firm on the ground. Wa faruha fi sama, and you see the fruit of it is right on top in the sky, is meaning going higher and higher. So let's analyze it. We have a tree in our garden. So the roots are going in the dark, dark places. So where there's no sunlight, basically, and it's going deeper and deeper and deeper, entrenching itself. And what it happens in the darkness, then daytime we see its beauty and glory. Oh Muslim, oh Muslima, what did you do last night? How many movies did we watch? How much sports did we watch? How much haram did we do? So therefore, daytime, there's no barakah and there's always problems. Nighttime, connect ourselves with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And daytime, invite people towards Almighty Allah. That was the function of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyul muzammil, qumil layla illa qalila. Nighttime, your tahajjud, your duas, your crying, all that, chapter number 73. And daytime, ya ayyul muddassir, qum fa anzir. They go and warn the people and invite them towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter number 74. So that is the lesson. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. If our nights are today to please Allah, we are reading istighfar, we are begging Allah, we are crying for Ghazza al-Mubarakah, our mujahideen, our shuhada and martyrs, then daytime Allah will let you shine, whether people like it or not. Remember that. That is Almighty Allah's system. But we cannot give hidayat and insert it in the hearts of people. That only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his chacha, his kaka, his am, Pasa Brur, his father's brother, and that is Abu Talib, O am. Read kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I will intercede for you. But what did he do, Abu Talib? He rather chose Jahannam. And even in his last moments, he chose to sing and say poetry. That akh ikhtartu nar alal ar. Imagine. That he said that I choose the fire over disgrace. People will say I got frightened and so forth and so on. So therefore, I rather choose that. Allah forbid. Therefore, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahal, Abu Talib, all dispensed to the Jahannam and to the hellfire and the furnace, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif, as mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarakah, authentic Ahadith. And the ayat gets revealed on that occasion. Chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verse 56. Chapter 28, verse 56, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You loved him because he did so much for you, Ya Rasulullah. But you cannot give guidance to whomsoever you love. That function, prerogative, belongs to Allah alone. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah will give guidance to whomsoever he wishes. Yes, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives guidance, gives directives, gives guidelines. But to insert the nur, the iman, the faith, the radiance, effulgence in the inner recesses of that person, person's heart. That is the exclusive prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadeen. And He, Almighty Allah, alone is all knowing of who are the people who receive the true guidance. Chapter 28, verse 56. So we ordinary mortals, we sinners, we transgressors, day and night we encroaching, violating the laws of Allah. So remember today, Mawlana Salim Kareem will be delivering lecture. I'll be giving a talk here and there. So in Johannesburg, Majid Ibrahim, Southdale, inshallah. So you must remember our function is what? Wama alayna illa al-balaghul mubeen. It's not upon us but to convey the message clearly without being apologetic and compromising. So we should know what is expected of us and what our responsibilities and duties. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 21st of Zulhijjah, 1445, and it is Gaza genocide, day number 266. On this Mubarak, blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, how much Salawat Durood Sharif did you read last night? See on my, you must remember status, see on the messages on Twitter, X, and on Telegram and all the groups, the wonderful Salawat Durood Sharif I sent out, so that we all get motivated and inspired. Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Eh Ummah, increase your Salawat Durood Sharif upon me on a Friday. Do you even know the meaning of Durood? Durood is a Farsi word, a Persian word, that when you are a farmer, you are a businessman, you want to make maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So Durood, when you study the philology, history of it in Persian, it means that farmer who through his bumper crops and bumper harvest wants to make maximum profit in minimum time. When we say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we are giving the best gift to the best of Allah's creation on the best day, the best night of the week, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Understand the beauty. So we present to you now the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally. What's happening? Alhamdulillah Lillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar, our Hamas, Allah Hafidahumullah, wa waffaqahumullah, Allah Ta'ala protect them, Allah grant them tawfiq, dispatch 10 Israeli soldiers straight to hell, 17 are injured, you must remember that, and this happened in Jenin and other places in the West Bank and in Gaza and so forth. So many of them are on the transit, remember, straight to the furnace and the inferno, to Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Israelis, remember, they are so desperate now, they just want to murder and kill, because the Western powers are assisting them. And just now I will tell you about the debate of the war criminals, Biden and, you must remember, Trump, both political prostitutes and haramis. So remember, Israel attacks Shujaya, so that is, they tell the Palestinians, move out from here and go there. Where must they go? Everywhere you tell them to go, you murder, you kill them, you baby killers, guilty of genocide. The world is seeing the first time a genocide, and the images daily come through. Remember that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue for all time, we must remember. Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper, the only thing Israel is doing, the Israelis, the display, they are, you must remember, policies and so forth, they are dirty linen abroad. So that is what they are doing. The Israelis' diplomacy is being aired there around the world and abroad. So dirty they are in their politics and policies and so forth. That is what Gideon Levy wrote. You can see the whole article in the Haaretz newspaper. One question one should ask now is 9 months, right? So you must remember that they have attacked the Palestinians, attacked Gaza, attacked the West Bank, and murdered and killed so many Palestinians, 40,000 plus, over 100,000 injured, you must remember that. How come ISIS has not attacked Israel or American interest? You see, Assange, he is now in Australia. He leaked it, he's the founder of WikiLeaks. He said, said that this whole ISIS was founded by America and so forth. So when America wants somebody to do their dirty work and blame the Muslims and Islam, they will get ISIS and them. But if ISIS were Muslims, they pakka kuffar themselves and traitors, must remember. So what they do, they on the sidelines. Because why? They get paid by the Americans and so forth and their agencies. You can't be so naive and foolish, you know. So 40 rockets are fired to Israel, northern Israel, from Lebanon, from Hezbollah. Well done. And to Ansarullah, very good. Yemenis, they got such missiles now that the world is wondering. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. I want to show you one point here. And wake up, O Ummah, from your slumber. All these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah to us there in Yemen. Al-imanu yamaniyun wal-hikmatu yamaniya. True iman you will find in Yemen. Wisdom you will find in Yemen. So they manufactured their own missiles. So where are the Saudis and Emiratis and Jordan and Egypt and Bahrain and Morocco and all these haramis? So you must remember that they got so much money put together, but they can't even do make one, manufacture one missile. Yemen is the poorest country among the Arab countries, and Allah gave them the tawfiq, locally manufactured and sending shivers down the spine of America, Israel, Britain and Europe. And your ships go to Israel, we will damage it and sink it. Well done to the Yemenis. And for the Saudis, they are sitting in Riyadh. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina, for the Levant, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina, for Yemen. They said, wa fi Najdina, Najd, your Riyadh in Saudi Arabia nowadays. Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refused to make dua for them. He refused to make dua for them. Najdis. I don't say all, but we'll say many. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from there will be fitna, and there will be zalazil. So there will be the earthquakes. You see the political earthquakes taking place, and the changes, all for the worse, not for the better, and the fitnas emanating from there, that you will see this band is coming, this musical show is coming, this bikini beach is opening in Jeddah, more and more cinemas opening in Medina Munawwara, Jeddah, Riyadh. That is what they do. Ben Gvir the Harami, the Minister of Security of Israel, gave unlicensed guns to the settlers. You see that? So that is what. Just shoot the Palestinians. You don't worry. Kill them, injure them. Doctors Without Borders, a staffer killed by Israel. And when Israel was asked, he says a terrorist. The biggest terrorists on this earth are the Israelis and Americans and their illegitimate child. Britain, number one, started it. America finished it up. And then the illegitimate child came into existence. The Harami, the big B, Israel. U.S. users, listen to this, you must remember, Assange, Julian Assange lawyer said this, and we agree 100% with him. USA uses national security to hide their war crimes. I repeat, Julian Assange lawyer says, U.S., that's America, uses national security to hide their war crimes. Remember that what I'll send all these articles out today. Israel is raping and torturing the Palestinians, you must remember, in their prisons, and it's worse than what the Americans did in Abu Ghraib. Oh, you Muslim, instead of wasting your time with soccer and cricket and all these haram activities, learn the true things of Islam. Have some shame, man, have some shame. So you must remember that. Go see what America and them did in Abu Ghraib. They don't even remember the terms that how they tortured and what they did to our people. They murdered 500,000 children. The Jutli Harami Madeleine Albright said it's worth it. Let her rot in hell. And they roasted and toasted in hell. And what these Afghan and what the British and all of them did, you must remember, there in Afghanistan, you must remember. So all this you can see in the WikiLeaks and so forth. And these people, they torturing, they they're sending dogs to rape the Palestinians and so forth in prison. So that's your Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East with the most moral army, the biggest haramis and super terrorists on earth. Starmer and Sunak had the debate. Debate was the people ask questions. So Starmer said, if people come from Bangladesh, we send them back. And what Ur Sunak says, we must send them to Rwanda. Both haramis. You must remember, those of you in Britain, Muslims and people of justice and conscience, wake up. Don't vote for Ever Starmer or for Sunak, both SNS, both haramis. So you must vote for who? Vote for George Galloway, he's our man there. So don't ever vote for the Conservatives and the Labour. Now listen to our shenanigans here. So, you see, now you all don't understand Afrikaans. You know, you in Durban, majority of you. So when we were very young, we loved English and Afrikaans. We at home used to speak Afrikaans. Many a time we used to speak Afrikaans with our beloved father, mother, and so forth. And then we used the word Dansali Papa Dance. Maulana Salim Karim, Dansali Papa Dance. Look at the word dance, all of you. D-A, then N-C. So you can read it D-A and A-N-C. So the D-A-A-N-C, marriage of convenience, has hit a big bump, you must remember. D-A threatened that we're going to pull out, you see, if you don't give us, O Cyril, the post you promised us, and then the rand plunges. Yesterday, the rand went to 1840, 1843. Last night, it stabilized to 1818. So there's big drama, you must remember, going on. Papa Cyril dance, you will see stars daytime also. So remember, so Cyril, Africa, you know what the circus comedy we got on going there. So till now the cabinet is not even properly settled on and so forth. Not one is there sincerely to serve us. All of them there, Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever, to serve their pockets and to serve their families and enrich themselves. Look at this so-called Muslim country. Pakka murtad harami shaitan. UAE, United Arab Emirates, they cut the Jummah sermon khutbah to 10 minutes. They say that no, you can't give big long khutbahs and make dua 10 minutes. You call them Muslim, these people. And what they said, sweltering heat. In Saudi also, same thing they did. So you must remember, they told the imams, it's too hot now. The aim is, you must make everything short, no time to make dua for Palestine and Gaza and all that. That's the real reasons. UAE is killing Muslims in Sudan with the help of America. America has waged war and they use their satellite states. Oh, Muslim, you must know what is the truth, man. Don't come and be a bootlicker and a sellout and a traitor. So that's what these haramis do, remember that. The people of Gaza, starvation has become a weapon of war, cannot even feed their children. That is what the people are dying of, malnutrition. And these Western powers and Arab states, traitors, murtads, haramis, helping Israel. Pay wallahi, you will pay. Allahumma alayka bihim. Allah must destroy your kingdoms. Allah must destroy your oil. Allah must destroy your assets. Allahumma ahlikhum kama. Allahumma ahlik ala sa'ud kama ahlakta ada wa samud. Allah decimate all of you haramis, helping Israel and America in destroying the Muslims. Blinken criticizes India. Can you believe that? Blinken is the person, 100% Jew, supporting Israel in the genocide. He himself and Butcher Biden are guilty of war crimes. He criticizes it's India. Not that we love India. We know that India are criminals. They're the butcher of Gujarat and so forth. So you must remember, he says that you all are victimizing, attacking the minorities, Muslims, Christians and so forth, and the Sikhs. Imran Khan is still in jail. You see, that's another perfect example where you have the sidekicks. You must have the chamchas. So in Pakistan, they know what is chamchas. Chamche ki kami nahi hai Pakistan mein. There is no shortage of chamchas and spies and all that in Pakistan. So Imran Khan, he's still in jail. They told him, no, you got married to a woman in Iddat and all that. Can you believe nonsense like that? All trumped up charges, you must remember that. So we're very proud of Yemen, what their missiles and what they are doing in the Red Sea. 750,000 people face starvation in Sudan. Did you ever make dua for Sudan? Did you cry for Sudan? Think properly where we are, you must remember. One Indian politician, harami, super terrorist on TV, in interview he said, "Main 2 lakh Musalman ko katal kar dunga. I will kill 200,000 Muslims." He threatened that Indian politician. And you come and tell me this BJP and them are not terrorists? You must remember, if a Muslim had to make this statement, the whole world media will say Islam is terrorism. Why you don't say Hinduism is terrorism? Why you don't say Judaism is terrorism? Why you don't say Christianity? These are the super terrorists nowadays. Very, very big words for concern, Maulana Salim Kareem. You are my colleague. I want you must address this wherever you are going for Jummah today. You must remember there's a sinister plot going on. And yesterday I exposed them with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. The politicians of South Africa giving these Maulvis and their organizations and the sheikhs and imams money, we all know who they are. So now they want to build a masjid of unity. Can you believe that? Build a masjid of unity. And what is the masjid of unity? We must incorporate Sunnis and Shias when we all are Muslim. As long as our ties go well with Iran and so forth, we get free oil or discount oil and so forth and so on. So remember, every Muslim, what face will you show? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anh. If you keep silent, you must expose them. Yesterday I sent out the message who the true scholars for dollars are, how they stole money and how they cannot account for that and so forth. We will name them, we will shame them. Ka'inan mankan, whoever it is, you must remember that. We don't accept the Amman Accord of Jordan. We don't accept the Cape Town Accord. You must remember that she is a Muslim. We at Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are very happy to, from day one, that is our motive, our aim. Shias a pakka kufar. Allah reward the capital group. They came on board to defend the deen of Islam, and we will defend it without fear and favor. So stand up for the truth. Yesterday I sent out Dr. Afia's lawyer. What these Americans did, harami. 6-year-old son of Dr. Afia, they put him in jail. 6-year-old children, they gave them away to Christians to look after them and make them Christians. And they want to do murder Dr. Afia. One person stood there and said, "How dare you do it?" And then they would have said, it's a war, this thing, suicide, you understand? Suicide person who committed this crime and suicide bomber and so forth. Look at Trump and Biden, their debate they had yesterday. Both of them political prostitutes. Both of them murderers, mass murderers. Both of them guilty of genocide. I give you 3 statements of each one. Trump says, "Hey, let Israel finish the job." So Trump, what you are saying, they must kill the 2 million Palestinians and everything must go back to Israel. That's what you're saying, right? Because you're going to make more money out of it. Your whole religion is that. And then Biden says, "No, I didn't give them the big weapons that will kill more innocent people." But you already murdered 20,000 people, 30,000 people, and 50,000 people, 100,000 people injured. And the number just increases. So then Biden tells him, "You understood, Trump, you slept with a prostitute, a porn star, while your wife was pregnant. These are the morals and values they're going to teach the world." So that's what Biden said. The word he used is even worse than the word I used. So he didn't use the word slip. He used the other word with S. And then Biden Trump shot up and said, Biden, you are the worst president in the history, you must remember, of America. Both haramis, both political, you must prostitutes. But Trump is 78 years old. Biden is 81 years old. America, shame on you. Can't you get people of some morals? Can't you get better politicians? You Muslims and people of justice there, that you must put an X there, that we object on both parties and both the haramis. If you want to vote, vote for that Kennedy character. Not that he's 100%, but it's better in my view that compared to these haramis and that. Otherwise, just put a spoiled no vote there, so that you must know you are sick and tired of all of them sending billions and billions of money to Israel and your money. Are you so such foolish people, O Americans? So masses are asses, 100% it applies to you. Iranian elections will take place today, so let's hope some goodness will come out from there. Our programs today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Mufti Aku will be interviewed by Mona Zahid, and then 11:25 South African time, 11:25 the khutbah will start there in Mecca, inshallah. Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi, his forefathers from Gaza, so he normally delivers good khutbah, so we'll translate it inshallah after the khutbah and salat, and I will be there in Southdale in Masjid Ibrahim, 12:25, where my brother, my Maimon brother Ibrahim Gur Asa Achuta, inshallah Barabar Akni Pachaija. So I told him to make nice Akni for me, inshallah. Come on Salim Karim, we got 14 minutes left, inshallah, for sharp shoot Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if a husband says in front of witnesses, "I don't want my wife anymore," and walks out, is this considered a talaq?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Words like this are called alfazul kidayat, implicit words, unclear words. If he made intention of talaq, then it will take place. If he did not make intention of talaq and divorce, then the marriage is still valid and divorce will not take place. You must tell him, hold the Quran, take an oath, what intention you made. If you made intention for talaq, 3 talaq, 2 talaq, whatever, and now you are lying and so forth, then you staying in that marriage, remember this, you're living in sin, and every moment Allah's curse is on you. So you must teach him the ramifications and inform him of the consequences.
Mufti Saab, a man gave his wife 1 talaq. What is the time frame for him to take her back?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this in the noble Quran, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. When you, O husband, gave your wife talaq, then remember the waiting period for the lady is 3 quru. So people today who are simple Simons don't understand Islamic Sharia. They say Allah is one, Nabi alayhi salam is one, the Quran Sharif is one. For what you have all this difference of opinion, here's a perfect example. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 228. So where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Salatata Quru. So what is Salatata Quru? So the Hanafis and Hanbali say it refers to 3 menses. So you gave a talaq, so 3 full menses. When the 3rd menses is finished, then the iddat will be finished. So if you gave a 1 talaq, a raji, a revocable divorce, then you can take her back during the iddat without tajdeedun nikah, without a new nikah, but you will only have 2 talaqs left for the future. The Shafi'is and Malikis say Salatata Quru means 3 periods of cleanliness. When the period of cleanliness starts, you give the talaq, then 3 periods of cleanliness must pass. Then, so why? In Arabic you have Jazakallah. If I stop there, it can mean Allah Ta'ala reward you, Allah punish you. So 1 word, 2 opposite meanings, therefore we must say Jazakallahu khaira. So Quru also is min al-azdad. It can mean menses and it can mean tuhur, cleanliness. So see the glory, the beauty of the Quran. So Shafi'is Malikis say 3 periods of cleanliness. That is Shafi'is Malikis. Hanafis and Hanbali say 3 periods of their menses. So that is the fatwa and the verdict, chapter 2, verse 228.
Mufti Saab, kindly explain the term Hurmat-e Musahara, which seems to be very rife in the Ummah sometimes.
Remember that Surah 25, verse number 54. Write it down. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He, Almighty Allah, created this human being, this masterpiece, from the money, the semen and the sperm. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهِرًا. You see, I have a nasab. So my beloved father's name Ismail, rahimahullah. My beloved mother's name Halima, so rahimahullah. Allah grant all our parents who passed away with Iman and Islam, and brothers, sisters, everybody, Jannat al-Firdaus. So that's our nasab, our lineage. So we only have one set of parents. I can ask you, how's your brothers, sisters? I can't ask you, how's your fathers and mothers? You'll give me a smack, isn't it so? So you'd feel insulted, and rightly so. So you must remember that a nasab was sihra, and then you get married. So you have a father-in-law and you have a mother-in-law. So remember, I can't marry my mother-in-law, Allah forbid. And the father-in-law cannot marry the daughter-in-law, Allah forbid. So that is hurmat musaharat. So when you get married, you must remember you have the in-laws and so forth. Hanafis are very strict on this. You must remember, only Hanafis say this, nobody else. So let's say, for example, you must remember that the father-in-law, he gets busy with his daughter-in-law. You understood? So they sleep or they fondle and they understand smooch and what have you and what have you. So remember that that daughter-in-law's nikah to his son. So remember that that nikah will break now. So hurmat musaharat will mean that I cannot marry my mother-in-law, and the father-in-law, the father cannot marry the daughter-in-law. So even in haram way, if a person committed zina, fornication, adultery, so ABC is married, and he got busy with XYZ lady. So XYZ lady got daughters. So you must remember, according to Hanafis only, so he, the zani, this adulterer, cannot marry that lady's daughter also, although he committed zina with her, fornication, adultery with her. So that is Hanafi school, is called hurmat musaharat. According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, this doesn't apply. Why doesn't apply in this case of haram, fornication, adultery? Because a ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. It's a great law which the Shafi'is, Hanbali's, and them use. That bounties and favors of Allah can never be obtained through haram means. So if ABC committed zina, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, with that lady there, fornication, adultery, so remember that lady's daughters and that will not be haram upon him. Because hurmat and musaharat and nasab are a bounty of Allah. Surah 25, verse 74. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِيرًا. So it doesn't mean now that he can sleep with her, the lady, and then sleep with the daughter. He will get punished 100 lashes, remember, and she will get punished 100 lashes if it's fornication, they're not married. And if they are married, then remember, it's a death penalty. So that is what will happen. This is the academic side of it, that will that lady with her daughters and then be haram on him or not? So Hanafi say yes, and the Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali say no. We need to understand what is the faqh fi deen. Today it's very sad, people don't understand three quarter of Islam. They only understand one school. That is not deen. Deen is liyatafaqqahu fi deen. We must understand the deep, profound meaning of Islam and what is really fiqhul Islami.
Mufti Saab, I just want to know, is it okay if we read our namaz in our bedroom?
If you, the wife, is reading in the bedroom, so what is wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. You mean that you're doing your gymnastics there, so you can't read salat there? So you must remember last night your wife had just plus Jumirat Kirat, to Bumotirat. So your wife gave you, you must remember, 8-course meal, 9-course meal, and the last course was intercourse. So therefore, you're wondering that how can we read salat? Bye, you can read salat. Ju'ilat liyal ardu masjidan wa tahura. So totally permissible. Yes, you must remember, if you got, you know, all your TV there and the TV is on, Allah forbid. So if you got big photos there, if you of your marriage and all that, your children and all that images are there, then remember, is makruh and sinful to read salat in such places. La tadkhulul malaikatu baytan fihi suratun aw kalbun, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The malaika and angels of mercy don't enter such a room and such a place place where there's a dog. People keep dogs as pets. That's haram that. Oh, suratun or kalbun or animate objects you keep. You must remember that. You display it and all is haram that. So you must remember in such places, whether it's a lounge, dining room, bedroom, then you can't read salat there and so forth. But there's nothing there, so it's fine. No problem. You got the underfelt heater and you got what and what. You understand? This gadget and this gadget and all that. And you read because your bedroom is warm and it's winter, no problem. But the husband must go to masjid. He must read sunnats at home and go to masjid. You see, 6 o'clock news will come from Brother Suleiman. I'll read my sunnats here in the studio. I got musalla here, you see. And then I go to the masjid, you must remember. So, mashallah, 6:20 Jamaat in Masjid Muhajirin Ansar. Allah reward them. Ji.
Of Hisab is Jannat only for Muslims. And what about the people before Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
We answered this question just the other day anyway, very briefly. When a person is sane and mature and that person is a non-Muslim, remember kufar, then for him or her eternal Jahannam and hellfire. Chapter 33 verses 64-65, Inna Allaha la'anal kafirin till the end. If the person is sane and mature and he ascribed, associated somebody, something to Allah, idol worship and what have you, Jesus is son of God, Allah forbid. This is also shirk. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah will never forgive people who committed shirk and polytheism. Chapter 4, verse 48. Today, we have millions of people who fall in this third category. They will tell you they're Muslim, only lip service. But deep down in their heart, they have resentment. They despise certain laws of Islam. So, such people are munafiqeen and hypocrites. Allah is the sole judge. So, remember Surah 4. Verse 145, Innal Munafiqina fi Darkil Asfali minan Nar, they will be dispatched to the lowest layer of Jahannam. Allah protect us. All children, Tom, Dick, and Mary, Tom, Dick, and Harry, everybody goes to Jannah. That is the fadl, the grace, the mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah. That's for minors. But people who are sane and mature, if they fall in any other category besides Islam, then for them is Jahannam and forever. They will lay there and stay there. Allah protect us.
Our Islamic calendar shows the days and dates for the entire year. So what is the need for the moon takers to check the moon sighting every month? It is not a waste of time for them to do this because the calendars are already printed.
So
what days do we follow?
Since when the calendars don't make a mistake? You must remember that is all you must remember, subject to moon sighting. Why in Islam do we follow the lunar calendar? Go read chapter 9, verse 36. Yesterday in our fiqh program, I had this whole program yesterday about calendars. Let me teach you a lesson because you're suffering from a complex, my brother, my sister. You see, the calendar you follow, that is called the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar was known as the Roman calendar. The Roman calendar started 1st of March. So September, the 7th month. October, the 8th month. November, the 9th month. December, the 10th month. So let me teach you a lesson now. So January came, February came, and Pope Gregory came, and he had an idol running around with the idol, the Pope. Can you believe that? So the Pope, the idol's name is Janus. So therefore January, February, another idol. So you say December means 10, but it's your 12th month. November, the meaning is what? 9, but you say the 11th month. October is the 8th month, but you call it the 10th month. You see the inconsistency and contradiction. September means 7th, but you call it the 9th month. So this is your man-made calendar, the haram calendars, when you look at it in that way. I'm not saying it's haram to use it, but it's haram that we promote it all the time and discard our Islamic calendar. Our Islamic calendar started the day Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala created the universe. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. So Islamic calendar is already from time immemorial, implemented by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an in the 16th year of the Hijrah. Gregorian calendar 637. And remember, I give you an easy example. We live in South Africa. The Christians and non-Muslims, they are Christmas Christmas, their New Year, whole life in summer. Go to America, Canada, whole life. I was there December, January 2000, so I know what I'm talking. So it is whole life in midwinter and snowing. You can't even go outside, minus 18, minus 20, minus 25. Islam says, my life, I went through two cycles already. Ramadan in summer, Ramadan in winter, Ramadan in spring and autumn, our Hajj, our Eid. So Islam has a justice system, but we have to look for the moon. And this Saturday coming, not tomorrow, Saturday, following Saturday, we will scan the sky for Muharram and remember for the new month and the new year. Never ever doubt the beauty of Islam. We have the best and we will share it with the rest, and we don't follow the haramis like this. Even Putin is a harami, but it's a good harami for us. We will not follow the kufar system of Biden and Bush, the war criminals and political prostitutes. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al jaza. Let's go for the 6 o'clock news, inshallah, till tomorrow morning. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.